Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parashat Re'eh, we have 17 psukim. In this Aliyah, Moshe informs B'nai Yisrael that they have a choice. They can be the recipients of either brachot or klolot, depending on how they act. Moshe tells them that they have to broadcast, so to speak, the brachot on Har Grizim and the klolot on Har Eval. Moshe commands B'nai Yisrael to destroy all the idols that they're going to find in Eretz Yisrael. And lastly, Moshe tells B'nai Yisrael that all korbanot in Eretz Yisrael must be offered only in Yerushalayim, nowhere else. Now again, in this Aliyah, in the beginning of Perek Yud Bet, Moshe tells B'nai Yisrael that when they arrive in Eretz Yisrael, they must destroy the Avodah Zarah that they'll find there. They have to destroy the altars, the Asherah trees, etc. And then the Pasuk says, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Dalid, Lo ta'asun kein l'Hashem Elokechem. You may not do that to Hashem, your God. And we have to ask, what exactly does that mean? What exactly may we not do to Hashem? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, gives three answers to this question. First, says Rashi, you may not do what the next pasuk says you may not do. You may not bring korbanot anywhere you like. Rather, once the mikdash is built, all korbanot must be brought in the mikdash and nowhere else. Ki imel hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokechem. That's Rashi's first answer. Rashi's second answer is, don't do what the last pasuk says you may not do. Yes, you must destroy Avodah Zarah, but you may not remove a stone from the Mizbeach, from our Mizbeach, or a stone from the Azara. In addition, says Rashi, based on the Gemara in Masechet Makot Daf Chaf Beremon Aleph, this pasuk is the source for the Isser to erase any name of Hashem. We must erase the names of Avodah Zarah, V'ibadtem et Shema min ha-makom ahu, but lahavdil lo ta'asun kein l'Hashem Elokechem. You may not destroy Hashem's name. The Rambam brings this lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalacha. It's a huge topic with many, many questions that we have to ask. But these are the two first answers of Rashi. We must not bring korbanot anywhere else besides the mikdash, once the mikdash is built, and we must not destroy our mizbeach, our azara, or erase Hashem's name. Rashi's third answer is a quote from Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the iser from this pasuk is not destroying our own mizbeach, because no one would ever think of doing that. Rather, Rashi says, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that the iser is, yes, B'nai Yisrael must destroy Avodah Zarah, but lo ta'asun kein l'Hashem Elokechem, don't act in a way, don't do anything, don't sin in a way that would cause our Mizbeach to be destroyed. And perhaps one can suggest that all of Rashi's answers are really connected. Rashi's first answer was that we must bring our korbanot to the mikdash. No more division, no more acting in a way of ish kol hayashar be'inav. We have to be unified, we have to be centralized, we have to work together. And this is a very powerful message today, where we don't yet have a mikdash, but we daven in different shuls. God forbid this can become very divisive. Someone might say, God forbid, I would never daven in that minyan. That minyan is to this, this minyan is to that. I'd never daven with those people. God forbid, God forbid. The message here is we must be unified. We must be united. We are all on the same team. And what happens when there is no cohesion, God forbid? What happens when there's separation between us? That's Rashi's second answer. A piece of the Mizbeach itself is destroyed. Hashem's name is, God forbid, erased. What kind of Kiddush Hashem is there when B'nai Yisrael, when Hashem's own nation cannot get along? Hashem's own name is erased from this world, God forbid. No one in the world would think of deliberately erasing Hashem's name, but many people unfortunately do indeed act in a way which does far worse. It erases Hashem's name from the world, God forbid. And when that happens, that's Rashi's third answer in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Look at us today. Just a few short days after Tisha B'Av, and we still don't have the Mikdash. We still have not solved the problem of Sinat Chinam. We acted in a way which did destroy the Mikdash, and we, God forbid, continue to act in a way which unfortunately has not convinced Hashem, so to speak, that we are worthy of having it being rebuilt. God willing, we will learn from our mistakes and we'll learn from our psukim to act together, to work together, to grow together and strengthen Hashem's name in the world and not, God forbid, the opposite. Have a wonderful day and Shavua Tov, everyone.